Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins. I have a review of the Joshua Tree in here by Bruce Hornsby. And I even have a piece on them on writing The Ground Beneath Her Feet by Salman Rushdie. That was kind of exciting, getting Salman Rushdie in here. Oh. Maybe I'm going to be on the Mullah's hit list.
You got to watch out for that.
Yeah, be careful.
That's amazing.
And I'm going through here, and I'll tell you one thing. I love you, too. That sounds so weird to say. But I think that a lot of times, and with good reason, Byron's the one that is mostly, you know, he gets all of the spotlight. But when I was going through here and I was reading through a lot of this, you include equally all the rest of the members of the band.
The Edge.
Yeah, Larry, all of them.
It's hard to include them equally because that's most of the talking. But yeah, I did try and include every member of the band, give at least some of their voice in there because it is four guys, so they do tend to let Bono be the mouthpiece, both on stage and off.
And he certainly, even recently, I've noticed in the past year or two, he is making the news. He's a frequent staple on CNN. You'll see him involved in all kinds of humanitarian issues.
Oh, yes. That's always been a big thing. And political, you know, stands. Yeah. He always takes, and he's been in Africa. But, you know, and it tells all about this, you know. It says, like, right here, you just start the national tour on a political note. And that was in April 4th, 1987. Just gives you a rundown of basically their career and the different things that they do. You know, as far as not only musically, but through the politics.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a whole chapter devoted to that, and it's an important aspect of the band. You know, Blaine Geldof about that one.
Yeah. One of my favorite YouTube stories was, I believe it was a video for, which one was it? One off the Joshua Tree, where they filmed it on the roof, and they invited, I think, listeners down from the radio station to see it, and they had to close down, like, city blocks to film this video.
They've done that several times. There was one time that they closed down a highway for 2 days. I think it was in St. Louis when they were filming videos, too. So, yeah, they do that occasionally. They've shut down Carnaby Street in London to shoot videos. And the amazing thing is they get away with it.
That's true. The power of YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, that's what happens when you become the biggest band in the world.
Now, have you actually met any of the members of the band?
Yes. In fact, you know, you're talking about the charity thing. I did meet with Bono and their manager, Paul McGinnis, when I was working on a video crew at a charity dinner for Frank Barcelona. He used to be their booking agent.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce Springsteen and Bono gave Frank the award. And it's a great story, actually. We're working on this video crew. There are two of us shooting this award dinner. And I'm talking to the cameraman. We're doing the door. And I'm saying, maybe we should start moving into the crowd. And the cameraman goes, no, I got a feeling something's going to happen. And just as he says that, this big black limousine pulls up to the front door. And Bono steps out. And there's this whole cordoned off area of fans and paparazzi. And they go nuts. They go absolutely crazy. They surround him, and he's there, and he's giving out Ellen autographs, and he's just looking happier, I mean, happy as he can be. And I'm kind of looking at this. I'm saying, okay, do I call security, or do I let this go on? And he's looking happy, so I figured, let it go on for a bit. And it goes on and on, then he's taking a look at the door. So about 10 minutes after he arrives, I finally call a security guy over, and we're filming all this. And the guy goes, okay, and it comes down. I say, you know, Bono's at the front door. He's surrounded, and it might be time to break him loose. And so we met then, and we chatted for a bit. And I had actually just signed the contract to do this book.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about that for a while. Talked to their manager, who asked to be sent a copy as soon as I was able to, and I did that. Still haven't heard back from him.
He's a busy man.
That brings me to another question. What kind of feedback has there been? Have you heard back from members of the band or those close to you at all about what I think?
No, not at all.
No?
Not at all. Not yet.
Okay.
I mean, they do have the book. I gave it to them as soon as I had, you know, a proof of it. I went up to their office in New York and gave it to them there. But I haven't heard back yet. You know, I didn't, you know, you don't expect to.
I guess so. I guess if someone wrote a book about me, I would. But depending on what they put in the book.